Welcome to today's Vrenchgut Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. National Weather Service meteorologist Roger Vahalik joins us on today's program to talk about Iowa Winter Weather Awareness Day. Well, it is now officially November. We're a week in, and it's certainly gotten colder, and it will get colder, and it's that time of year to start thinking about things that people might not necessarily want to think about when it comes to snow and ice and cold temperatures. What are some of the things that people need to be mindful of today during Iowa Winter Weather Awareness Day?
We're always looking for folks to stay prepared, and what that means is you need to monitor your forecasts and kind of be aware of the different terminology that we use. We have different types of winter weather watches and different types of winter weather warnings, winter storm watches, blizzard watches, ice storm watches, those sorts of things. And when conditions get bad enough, we upgrade those to warnings. Sometimes when the conditions won't be quite as severe and the impact's not quite as bad, we then have some kind of advisory issued. Another thing that folks need to be aware of in the winter season is cold weather and wind chill. So we also have wind chill watches, warnings, and advisories with that in mind, too. So there are a lot of different components for winter weather here in Iowa that can cause us problems and cause life-threatening conditions.
And what are some of the ways that folks can stay aware, whether it's through local media or through your website or some of the services that you do provide? Explain maybe to some of the listeners some of the differences, because there is really a lot of information out there. And in Iowa especially, there's just so many different things that could happen on any given week.
Some of the things that we need to be aware of, or we should be, kind of paying attention to, is when the National Weather Service, when we issue a winter storm watch or a watch of any kind, that means that between about 2 and 3 days from now, there'll be a possibility of some winter impacts to your area. And then within 24 hours to 36 hours of the forecast, sometimes up to 48 if we really are confident about what's going on, we issue a winter storm warning or a blizzard warning, ice storm warning, or wind chill warning. And so the watch means that conditions may occur, and the warning means that conditions are going to happen. In either case, you should always be prepared for that event before it happens. And a watch, you know, you might start to think about how you're going to plan the next couple of days. And then when a warning is issued, you need to know exactly when it's going to impact your area and for how long. Some of the bigger events that we have, including ice storm warnings and blizzard warnings, those types of storms can actually impact people for days at a time. And if it's a really bad ice storm, of course, we've had experiences where folks have been impacted for up to a week or more if it's really widespread. So there's a lot of different things that you can do and things you should be aware of. Here at our Weather Service site at weather.noaa.gov, we have a lot of information that you can look at and some safety tips and all that kind of thing to help you be prepared for winter weather this season.
And that's another important tool, is listening to local media and to local radio like KNIA, I'm sure.
Oh, exactly. We work with a lot of different partners out there, including the local radio stations like KNIA, and we have social media as well on Facebook and Twitter, where you'll see some of this information being posted. But local media is a very, very good source of information, and I know you guys will always be broadcasting our watches and warnings and products and keeping people up to date on that. So a combination of all that certainly helps people out in the winter weather season.
When is that first kind of snow expected, and when do you typically start to see these warnings really ramp up? And I guess based on my experience, it tends to be probably after Thanksgiving. But the reason to prepare now and prepare maybe this week is because you never know when an early November storm comes in.
Exactly. We don't normally expect to see large snowfalls in southeastern Iowa until maybe late November or early December, that kind of thing. But occasionally, it doesn't even take a big snowfall to cause problems. Sometimes the first snowfall of the year, even if it's an inch or two, folks have to remember how to drive on winter roads, and sometimes that can pose a problem. And even during the middle of winter, when you have an inch of snowfall, that first inch sometimes is trickier than 3 or 4 inches. So always be prepared, and essentially this week is the time to start rethinking about all the different things you need to know for this year's winter weather season.
We have a link to winter weather safety tips online at KNIAKRLS.com. That concludes today's Vrenchgut Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.